So we're beginning Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Bishul B'Shabbos. If you look at the sources that I pointed out, so the Mishnah tells me that there are 39 malachos, 39 avos malachos, and Ofe is in the Mishnah. The Gemara asks, how come Ofe is mentioned instead of Bishul? One would have thought that cooking is the cooking that was done to build the Mishkan, and that involves cooking the samimonim, the dyes, which were necessary to dye the curtains, etc., in the Mishkan. So the Gemara that we're talking about Sidur Depas. We're talking about the order of making bread, which is the first malachas in the Mishnah, Zoreah, Choresh, Kotzer, Ma'amer. Those are all about how you get bread. You get bread by first planting and plowing, or plowing and planting, whatever it is, and then you harvest, and then you bundle it up, right? Those are the malachos, and the culmination of that process is ofeh. The culmination of that process is baking. Now, when I think about baking and cooking, what am I usually cooking? Cooking what is the item that is getting cooked? Food, right? Pashtus is, when I cook food. The thing about the Rambam is, when you go through these halachas and perek tes, the Rambam seems to have three different categories of bishul. Right? Let's go. Perek tes halacha aleph. Shteitin Rambam. Right? Ha'ofek ha-grogeres is chayiv. If you bake a grogeres. Now again, every malacha, let's actually say it like this. The Rambam, for some reason, Dr. Chaim Salveshik wrote articles about this. It's in volume 2 of his collected writings. For some reason, Hilchos Shabbos and the Rambam is divided up the way fairway is divided, meaning that you have a section of organic, and then you have a section of like non-organic. So bananas can be in two different parts of the store, right? In the Rambam and Hilchos Shabbos, you have dairices, and then you have drabanons, like, later on. So you have Dairaisis of Bishul, let's say in Perek Tes, and the Drabonans in Perek Chof Beis. It's just a strange organization. But okay, the Rambam begins Hilchos Shabbos, like Pekuach Nefesh, etc. Then he gets into Malachas. Perek Tes is when he talks about the Malacha called Bishul, and he says, Ofe ki grogeres is chayiv. If I bake a grogeres is the size of a fig, then I'm chayiv. Meaning to say, you can only get put to death if there is a shear for a malacha. If I do less than that amount, it's usher. We pass chati shear is usher min haTorah, but I don't get killed. And then the Rambam writes, Echad ha'ofes ha'pas, o ha'mevashos ha'macho, o ha'sasam ha'monim, ha'mechamim ha'mayim, ha'ko inyan echad. Right? Meaning, it doesn't matter if I bake bread or other foods or the dyes, or I heat water, everything is the same. But then, shir ha-mechamim es-hamayim, k'dei l'chotz behen ever katan. Right? There's a different measurement for water than there is by other foods. By other foods, the shir is a grogeres. By mayim, it's k'dei l'chotz ever katan. And by mevashel samimonim, the shir is that it should be usable for the thing that you intend on doing. That's what the Rambam says. The Ravid has a different take on it. That's Halacha Aleph. Halacha Gimel in the Rambam is the Rambam writes, that we'll talk about this Rambam later on, that you're not chayiv for cooking something that doesn't require cooking. Something which apparently is usable on its own. You can't be chayiv for bishul. We'll talk about that later on. Halacha Vav in the Rambam is where the Rambam talks about meitich echad mimine matkes koshehu o mechamim es hamatkes achetase acheteose gacheles hariza todos mevashel. B'chein hamemaseis es hadunag o es hachilev o es hazefes, etc. Right, meaning, The Rambam says if I melt metal or wax or tar, I'm also chayiv. It's a tolda of mevashel. The toldas, by the way, are also d'oraisas. Right? The Gemara is a pasuk on daf mem tes that you're chayiv for avos and you're chayiv for toldos. Right? Derabbanans, people sometimes make this mistake and they assume a tolda is derabbanan. It's not true. Right? Avos and toldos are both d'oraisa. The Rambam writes, klolo shel davar, bein shiripa guf kasha ba'esh, el shehikshe guf rach, harei ze chayiv mishum mevashel. The klal is that it doesn't matter if I soften something that was hard, or I harden something that was soft. In all the cases, I'm chayiv for mevashel. Meaning the Rambam is telling me that there is a bishul on non-food items. Metal is not, most of us don't eat metal. Even if you take iron pills, that's not eating metal. Right? The Rambam is telling me that there is bishul, three categories of bishul. There's bishul on food, bishul on mayim, and bishul on non-food items. Even though the Rambam has a yesod that something that's edible raw, there's no bishul on, still there is bishul on mayim. That seems to be a further proof that it's a completely different category of bishul. Right? There are three categories, right? The shiur is different. Drogeres, right? Lirchos Eder Katan. The shiur of non-food items is not abundantly clear in the Rambam what it is. He doesn't say how much you have to cook of a non-food item to be chayiv, but presumably, since it's a different category, it might have a different shear.
You
Yes.
said you're not going to have like a water besides the Gro-Garis this year. Like, would that even make sense?
Would it make sense to share as a grogeres?
For something liquid?
Well, for liquid, the Rambam tells me it's not grogeres.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Is that significant? That's what I'm asking. Or like, is it just practically like there wouldn't make
So,
sense?
but here's the thing. The lashon that the Rambam uses at the shear, and I'm sort of giving away a shear I'm going to give like maybe next time. The shear for Mayim is Lirchos Eiver Katan. You get the impression that water, the cooking is defined in terms of bathing, not in terms of eating, drinking. Lirchos Eiver Katan means it's like wash my pinky. Right? That's striking. It's also interesting, by the way, that the degree to which one needs to cook by all of these things might be different. And I sent you, by the way, to Rabbi Willig in his Sefer on page 4, where Rabbi Willig is touching on these issues, but I'm presenting it the way I understand it. Rabbi Willig shows that there are different categories. And when it comes to cooking food, how much cooking is chayiv? How much cooking is chayiv? To what extent does it have to be cooked? So the term that's used is Michael Ben Drusai. Right? Ben Drusai is this like bandit, this fugitive. He's going to break into a house. He's going to cook food just to be able to eat it as quickly as he can. Michael Ben Drusai is the chiyuv of cooking foods. Cooking liquids, what degree of cooking is necessary? Yad Saladispo. It's a different degree, right? Macho ben Drusai does not seem to be the term that's used by Bishul of Mayim. By Bishul of non-food items, the Rambam says, Zahaklal, it doesn't matter if I make a hard thing soft or a soft thing hard, etc. You get the impression that Bishul is changing state. If I change something from solid to liquid, or maybe even from solid to a very semi-solid, right? I don't know how viscous. When it says when I melt metal, right? Does it mamish have to become like flowing? Does it have to become like pliable? I don't know what it means within the Rambam, But it is clear that the Rambam says, Ripa guf kasha, o hiksha guf rach. You make a soft thing hard, a hard thing soft, that is bishul by a non-food item. So I would argue that the pashtus in the Rambam is that there are three completely different categories of bishul. And one could argue, for example, that Yad Soledes Bo is not a relevant category by food. Right? Let's say Yad Soledes, we'll talk about exactly what it is. Let's say it's 113 degrees Fahrenheit. So if I take a kugel, right, and I heat the kugel to 113. Now I know you're going to get involved in ein bishul achar bishul issues. Let's say I take a solid food, an apple, okay, and I put the apple next to my blech. I just leave it there by mistake. And the apple gets to 113 degrees. Did I violate this or bishul? What? Not necessarily. Because it could be that Yad Soledes Bo is not a meaningful category by foods. It's a meaningful category by liquids. And hardening something that was soft or softening something that was hard, is that a meaningful category by foods? So here's the shaila. Did any of you ever put croutons into soup on Shabbos? Which croutons? Okay, so that's going to be a shaila of like the bishul, achar, afiyah, etc. The croutons that they have in the calf, are they still like 5 weeks old pieces of bread? That's
They have like the regular bottles of the yellow ones.
they also have the yellow ones. Okay, but I seem to remember they have like very old bread that they just call croutons at some point. Right? Is that okay? So that's a shaila of like bishul achar afiyah that we'll talk about. But the fact is, shouldn't I be chayiv because I took a hard thing and I made it soft? Right? Why am I not chayiv for that? So there's a whole discussion in the Shmir Shabbos. Oh, okay. Shmir Shabbos Kilchas are very important. The Maamar Makom, there are three Shmir Shabboses. There's 1.0, 2.0, and 3.0. The 3.0 is the newest one that begins with three Prakim of Mavot, Hilchos Shabbos. And then it gets into Perek Aleph is Bishul. So I'm trying to give them a chorus. I'm actually trying to update them a chorus because when I gave this year, originally I was using 2.0. Now 3.0 is like the standard one. If you look in the Shmir Shabbos footnote Samach Zayin, which I gave on the Maariv Makomis, the Shmir Shabbos talks about Am I Chayiv on Shabbos for softening a crouton? And or Am I Chayiv on Shabbos for making toast? Let's say I have bread and I put the bread on the blech and it will become toast. Is that a malacha on Shabbos because I harden something that's soft?
I mean, I know when we pass it around and said that we don't, you're not high if it's not something that needs to be cooked.
So if it's not something that needs to be cooked, not chayiv, but one could argue
It's
that
still up.
that category is not completely true because it's not true by liquids.
Okay, but can it be true by not
I don't, I mean, I don't know. All bets are off at this point. We're going to try to investigate the overlap between these categories of bishul, food, liquid, and non-foods. Right? This is what we're trying to investigate. So,
If that applies to food, yeah, it has to be true for something. Otherwise,
if hardening and softening is true by food.
if there is no bishul, if something didn't need to be cooked, something was
Right.
edible raw, then what would the standard of Malchus ben Rusa even? How would that even
Well, again,
apply?
so Machlo ben Drusai doesn't matter because it's edible ruah.
And
That's what
like,
you're saying. But edible ruah might not mean. Right, so Machlo ben Drusai is not shaykh, but I cooked it. Now, are you going to tell me that I take an apple and I make a baked apple out of it? You tell me that's not bishul on Shabbos?
I guess not. I don't know. That just seems.
I mean, that's what the Rambam sounds like it isn't. If you look in the Mishnah Brura, the stam hafnaot that we're using are going to be simin shin yud ches. Right? Shin yud ches and resh nun gimel, the two simanim. So looking shin yud ches, it's the shar hatzion kuf yud dalet. Right? Let's read the shar hatzion together for a second. Hine. The Rambam Paraktes Halacha Gimel Kasev Hamivashal Dovish and Mavushal Kol Tzarko Shein Sarach Bishul Klaus Pater Upashat Manias Daiti Dahenu Dovish Einu Mishtabeach Klal Ayidei HaBishul. Right, the Mishnah Berurah reinterprets the Rambam. He says it can't mean that something doesn't need cooking at all. Therefore, you're not chayiv, because if that would be the case, so then I'm not chayiv for maybe the Mishnah Berurah will tell me what it is, right? Pashut, that it means something that doesn't improve ayde cooking. La'afuke peirus v'chi ha'gavna shum mishtabeach ayde habishul. A baked apple is better than a non-baked apple. Baked apples are dessert, right? A non-baked apple is a snack. V'teda, da'alom muchach b'gomra b'shabes d'mayim yesh bo mishum bishul. V'rei mayim gan ken shosa osok shuchai. The Mishnah Berurah says, I have a raya. My raya is that water. Water. Can you drink water when it's raw? Yeah. How come you chayiv for cooking water? Rambam says, Elamai, when the Rambam says that I'm not chayiv for cooking something that does not need cooking, all the Rambam means is something that is not improved al yedei the cooking. But hot water is better than cold water. So therefore, of course, I'm going to be chayiv zok the Mishnah Berurah within the Rambam. Sarah?
Unless water is a different category.
Unless water is a different category. Nachum, the Mishnah Berurah is assuming that there is overlap between these categories. Right? We'll finish this Mishnah Berurah in a minute. Yeah, Tamar. So the Shaar HaTzion is the Mishnah Berurah. The Chofetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisroel Meir HaKohen, Kagan Pupko. People don't realize that Pupko was also his last name. He died in 1933 or something. He was like 98 years old when he died, in 1938, and he died, he was 98, whatever it is. He was like really old. Unbelievable. So I knew a man who learned by the Chofetz Chaim. I knew two people. One, well, grew up in, was in the shul where I grew up. The other was Reza Rashi Ben Wayu, Rabbi Gershon Yankelevich, who was nifter a couple of years ago. He said shir until he was 104 at one of like the first Rosh Hashiva meetings. I'm sitting next to Rav Yankelevich. I'm like, you realize that you're more than 70 years old, 70 years older than I am, just to put it out there. Like, that was Rav Yankelevich. He was an unbelievable tzaddik, by the way.
I don't know. Is it okay? Or is it reasonable to think that food and metal and water are distinct in the way that they are normally cooked, but then there could be separate overarching principles, like making something better, that should apply across the board? Like the shear for how cooked something needs to be, it would be sensible that things with different properties have different shear.
Right. So this is the question. To what extent did this do the different shiurim mean that it's completely different categories? Or do I say, you know what? There's one din called Bishul, and different heftzas, as it were, have slightly different rules, but it's an overarching yesod of Bishul. And therefore, when the Rambam says something that doesn't need cooking, you're not chayiv for it, applies everywhere. Right? The Chofetz Chaim, you're agreeing with Chofetz Chaim.
This doesn't make sense with water.
Well, it doesn't make sense with water, unless, right, the Chofetz Chaim says, I have a raya that what the Rambam means is that something that doesn't improve. But if we hold, and water improves, hot water is better than cold water. It's, especially if you're using the water to bathe, right? Hot water is much better than cold water, right? 9 days, like, right? We don't want to go there. But so the Rambam, the Mishnah Berurah then writes, Yesh litchos k'tzas d'mayim lo odef k'mo peiris. I am Magen Avraham Besov Reish Nun Dalel Lachad Herutza. The Mishnah Berurah suggests that maybe Mayim is not as good as peiros. Maybe cold water is not as edible as fruit. Matzasi bebirke Yosef, who's mistapik, ichayev min haTorah or midrabanan. The Birkei Yosef is the chida, has a suffik that, well, maybe you're not chayev min haTorah on cooking water. That like changes Judaism. I see, like, you're very perplexed. Yes. Right? But that's what he says. Ayin Rishon Dalet, Sof Sif Dalet, Barishonim, Shekasu di Yesh Bo Mishum Bavashel. So Mishnah Berurah says, no, it can't be that it's the Rabbanon. It's clear in the Shulchan Aruch earlier, right, in Rishon Dalet, Sif Dalet, that you're definitely Chayiv Mishum Bavashel. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch says that what you can't do anything to speed up the cooking, and he says mashum istimas haloshon, that's deraisa. I am from the godim, that's deraisa. The chen kasav of hagraz v'chayi adam. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this chida that might be drabanan, with the chida who entertains the idea that's drabanan, but he is inclined that it can't be. Now, the way out of this is the yesod that Rabbi Willig mentioned, that there are different categories of bishul. And if there are different categories, so then we could argue that hardening the soft and softening the hard is only a category by non-food items, and making toast might not be usser at all. Again, and if you look in the Shmir Shabbos, he gives his Mari Makomis about making toast, etc. Tamar?
When you say non-food items, if water is a is a food item.
Water is, there's solid food items, liquid food items, items that are meant for ingestion, and then there's non-food items, which are tar, the Rambam quotes.
Bath water.
Bath water,
Bath water.
bath water.
You're
So
not
bath
bath
water
water.
is a food item that I'm using for a non-food purpose, right? It's water. Again, yes, the Rambam, I think that the fact that the Rambam says the shear is based on rechitza, I think that's very suggestive. This is a point that years ago I heard it from Rabbi Elie Shulman. He's like a Rosh Yeshiva at NYU. We used to share an office. We were both the Bochein for a while. So he actually wrote the article on Parakira. And he had this chiddush that, like, mayim, the shear, is based on bathing. It's relevant for dinim that we might touch on later in the Zman. So let me, by the way, the Gemara when it talks about cooking non-food items, there are two Gemaras. One Gemara is Haiman deshod sichtela atuna, if I throw a stick into a furnace. So the Gemara says I'm going to be chayiv because originally it gets soft and then it gets hard. Right? That the idea of throwing a stick into a furnace is that, right, initially it's a hard stick. It gets softer after you throw it in, and then it hardens later on. The pashtus, the case of throwing a stick into the furnace, is the case of cooking a non-food item. However, Rashi over there writes, it's an ayin dalet on the base. Rashi writes, demir per rafi, that's the lashon of the Gemara. That first it gets soft, and then hadar kamit, then it gets hard. So Rashi writes, mir per rafi al yedei chom ha'ar, v'hamayim shebetocho yotzin. Ula'achar sheyotz umeimav kamit means miskasha. Rashi says that when it gets soft originally, that's the cooking. But Rashi goes out of his way to sound like the water is leaving the stick. It's possible that what Rashi is saying is that you're not cooking the stick, you're cooking the water. That is possible, but there's other Gemaras. The Gemara says that a person heats tar is chayiv for Haiman de Artuch Kufra, chayiv mishum mevashel. If you heat up tar, there's bishul. That means a non-food item, but the Gemara does not say to what extent you're heating it. The chiddush of heating tar, zok the Gemara, is that even though the tar originally gets soft and then it hardens later on, so I would have thought that you're not chayiv because it's not really a permanent action, kamashmal that you are chayiv. So even though it doesn't last, you're still chayiv. Let me show you a chiddush in a Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadim. They turn to the Magen Avraham. Who is the Magen Avraham? When and where did he live? History of Halacha. Rabbi Abraham Gumbiner.
Okay. Yeah, 70.
So I think 70. He died in 1684, if I'm not mistaken.
600.
Yeah, right? And the Magen Avraham's contribution to Yiddishkeit is he wrote the main commentary in Shulchan Aruch Chaim, but also he's the first person who brought the Kisvei HaArizal into the halachic discourse. Right? The Sefer HaKavanos, etc., which are Arizals, were not spoken about. Poskim didn't use Kabbalah in the halachic context. The Magen Avraham, to the best of my knowledge, is the first person who did that. Now, the Magen Avraham, Shin Yud Ches Os Lamed Zayin. Right? He's commenting on this Rambam that we've been discussing. If I cook peiros, that is Nechal Kamoshu Chai, so then I'm not going to be Chayiv. Right? If I cook fruit, that is edible ruah, I'm not chayiv. Zok the Magen Avraham, it's usur to put it next to the fire, but if it's far away from the esh, afilu davar she'ein nechal kamo shehu chai shari, meaning, if it's far away from the fire, so even if it's something that's not edible ruah, it's going to be mutter because it won't get hot enough. Ulofiza. Aser litain alontis okle oferes somach le'esh l'chamemo. Imu karav kokach shiachol lahatich sham olisro ayin mashat kosov sosif gimel. If I put a wax keli or a lead keli close to the fire, if it is close enough that it could melt, so then I'm going to be chayiv. If it's close enough that it could melt, I'm going to be chayiv. And the Magen Avraham sends you to his comment at the end of Se'if Gimel, where Magen Avraham quotes the Rambam that you're chayiv for bishul if you melt metal. So the Magen Avraham is saying, if I put a wax keli near a fire in a place that it could melt or it can get burned, I'm going to be chayiv. V'yesh litchos, he says, that maybe it's lo nicha le sheyisrof a sheyatech ve'vedor she'en ha'meskaven. Right? I don't want my wax keli to melt and become not useful. So maybe it's a dover she'en ha'meskaven. Maybe it's something I don't intend to do. The halacha is that I do action A and action B is not inevitable. Sometimes it will happen, sometimes it won't happen. And I don't intend for it to happen. That's called Davar She'en Miskaven. You're passing Davar She'en Miskaven is permitted. So Zok the Magen Avraham, it could be that when I put my wax keli near the fire, it could be I'm going to be chayiv, but it could be I'm not chayiv because it's davar she'en ha'meskaven. The Magen Avraham is uncertain about this din. When the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, In Shin Yud Ches, Se'if Katin Sadi Aleph. See, I stole this Mishnah. I don't know if I stole it. This Mishnah was in this room for a while, and the person who used it beforehand has lots of notes, so it's hard for me to turn the pages. But the Mishnah Berurah writes as a davar pasha in Se'if Katin Sadi Aleph that you're. It's not a problem to leave your wax keli near the fire because you don't want it to melt. Moreover, because you don't want it to melt, there's no gezeira that you'll leave it there for a long time. Okay, we'll learn later on that there's something called gezeiras hefsher, which means I can't leave food in an area where it could get cooked, even if my kavana is to remove it beforehand. So I can't, let's say, put something on the blech directly on Shabbos, an uncooked item, and say, oh yeah, I'm just leaving it there to take the chill out. Take it out of the refrigerator, put it on the blech, right? And, yeah, I'm leaving it for like a minute. It's not going to get Yad Saladas. I just want to take the chill out, right? That's called Gezeiras Hefsher. I'm not allowed to do that. But, Zok the Mishnah Berurah, if it is something that you won't forget there because it'll get ruined if you forget there. So therefore, there's no Gezeiras Hefsher. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah paskens that although the Magen Avraham has a suffix, the Mishnah paskens it's mutter to leave your wax keli near the blech. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. Okay, so what's my chiddush here? What's unusual about this? So, first of all, we're talking about bishul and non-food items. But if you look in the pre-Megadim is of Yosef Ta'omim. He wrote what's called a super commentary, which means it's a comment. It doesn't mean that it's super. It means it's a commentary on the commentary. Whether or not it's super, some are, some aren't. The pre-Megadim has to be amazing. It's not a beautiful sefer. Rav Shechter likes to say the Pre-Megadim was like a Rosh Yeshiva, and that's why he's so clear, because Rosh Yeshiva give very clear shiurim, and it's organized. It's not like a Peirush, right? So the Pre-Megadim on this din writes that when I talk about the wax keli, even if it is af b'makom sheyatech bovad be'ein hayad soledes bo, it's going to be aser dehevi mevasho sheripa guf kasha. Let me read that again. Af b'makom she'ein hayad soledes bo, it's aser because it's mevashel, because it's ripa guf kasha. Meaning, right? Who wants to explain this one? Someone?
Just the changing of the form itself.
Changing of the form itself is going to be chayiv, even though it's not Yad Soledes though. That's unbelievable, right? That I could be chayiv for bishul at less than 113 degrees Fahrenheit. Yes.
That makes sense to be categorized into three separate categories if the Yad Soledes was only the issue of water.
Correct.
So then, does it even. Like, if it changes form, if you make something cold, that would be acceptable
Possibly,
for non-food items.
or let's say I make ice on Shabbos.
Well, that's already in the category of the Maya, though.
Okay, right. So Mayim's a different category.
Then it wouldn't be right for you.
Or, but
Like,
if
then
I,
food items somehow make it cold. Like, meaning if you don't eat pizza, change the form or
if
whatever.
I have like my kids have like this type of goo stuff that they play with, and they leave it in the
Yeah,
freezer,
exactly.
right? So it could be that you're that's wild, right? Now, right, it's mamish wild. So whether ice, most poskim assume that making ice on Shabbos should be avoided, but b'makom hatzorech, it is okay. Like if you have guests and you don't have enough cold drinks, it's okay. Why should it be avoided? So there are dinim d'rabbanan in Hilchos Shabbos called molid and nolad. Nolad is probably a subset of Mukta. Molad is changing form. The Gemara says, I'm not supposed to crush ice on Shabbos. Right? Also, Daf Mem Tes. I'm not supposed to crush ice on Shabbos. Right? Because I'm changing form. So one could argue that's an Isser D'Rabbanan to make the ice of Molad. It's possible. There is a Truva in the Dov of Mesharim, the Chabina Rav, where he entertains that maybe making ice on Shabbos is like the Malach of Bona. But the Pashtus is it can't be. The Rambam, when he describes Bona, he speaks about that I take disparate items and I put it together to become one thing. If I have one thing that becomes harder, the Pashtus is that's not Bona. The Pashtus is it's mutter to make ice on Shabbos. It should be avoided because of the Shaila of Molid, etc. But the Pashtus is mutter. That's why Poskim say you should only do it when it's, what's it called? Let's talk about plastic cups on Shabbos. Has anyone ever tried to make tea in a plastic cup? Right now, what often happens is that you burn your hand in this process. But it's possible that it's much worse. Because maybe you're changing the form. It's going from, right, it's repugluf kasha. Again, I'm not sure what's the level. Is my plastic cup of guf kasha, like I can squeeze it, right? Beforehand, it does become softer when I pour the hot water in. Is there an isser on pouring hot water in a plastic cup? Yeah.
It would also apply to putting sticking a plastic fork into something hot and what melts.
Sticking a plastic fork into, again, so in most cases that's, I'll say it like this. In both the case of the plastic cup and the fork, it's a davar she'eino miskaven. I don't want my cup to disintegrate. I don't want that to happen. I don't want my fork to fall apart. So according to the maskana of that, the Mishneh Berurah paskins, remember, the Magen Avraham has a suffik by the wax kalim, right? The Mishneh Berurah paskins lahakel, but two examples of this in our world are going to be plastic cups and the forks, right? If it's like a really hot thing, the fork can melt a little bit, absolutely. Again, the Mishneh Berurah is paskin against mutter, but it's just interesting to analyze. And according to the possibility in the Magen Avraham that's usser, the Prima Gadim says, well, maybe it's going to be usser even if it's not Yad Soledes, which is really going to an extreme place to say that, what's it called? To say that it is two totally different things. Rav Nevensal, in his Sefer, it's on page 131. What's a sefer called? Something Yerushalayim. Rav Nevensal on his sefer, I have down in my notes on page 131. He tainas that somehow even cooking water makes it softer. He says people who drink boiled water realize that has like a different texture, and I don't know. He's assuming that softening the hard, hardening the soft, is a fundamental yisod by Bishul that has to apply everywhere. What Rabbi Willig is saying is that's a different category. Now, why is this relevant for us, Lamaisa? So I sent around on the Shir chat a Chazon Ish and a Reb Shlomo Zalman. Okay, so everyone knows that we don't use electricity on Shabbos, right? This is like the basic definition of being an Orthodox Jew. Seriously, like when we're in the Beis Din in the process of converting, so we ask, do you keep Shabbos? Yes. What does that mean? Right? So they go through like what it means, like, do you use your cell phone on Shabbos? like often it's, oh my gosh, like wow, I didn't realize, like not using electricity is like very fundamental. What's the issue of using electricity on Shabbos? What's the issue of plugging something in to make a fan go, et cetera? So the Chazon Ish in that Maror Makom, which I gave you, the Chazon Ish works very hard on what the Isser is. And there's the famous part of the Chazon Ish and the less famous part of the Chazon Ish. The famous part of the Chazon Ish is that the Chazon Ish assumes that making a circuit is a malacha bona, because you're bringing something from dead to alive. You're like waking it up. So therefore it is, therefore it's bona. But there is a less famous part of the Chazon Ish, which if I could here, make it bigger. What?
What were these? Like, what was writing?
When?
Yes.
So the Chazon Ish was Nifter, I believe, in 1955, when my father went to Israel. My grandfather sent my father to learn in Israel in 1948. He's like, there's a Jewish state you have to go and learn in yeshiva. So my grandfather also told my father we should go and visit like as many gedolim as possible. So my father went to see the Chazon Ish. He went with a friend of his, and they took like a bus, like it was in B'nai Brak. They took buses for like many hours, and by the time my father got back, he like felt like really sick. He felt like it's like, oh my gosh, there's like so much kedusha. It turned out he ended up with, I forgot which disease or something. He was like, he just caught this disease. I mean, I'm not saying that's not kedusha for the cosmic. It's just like, but that's the family story. But the kitzer, the Chazon Ish addresses electricity at length. One of the interesting things about the Mishnah Brura, Benny Brown has some articles about the Mishnah Brura and his Mahalach and Psak Halacha. The Mishnah Brura is not a book of practical halacha. The Mishnah Brura is after electricity is invented, but he doesn't talk about it anywhere. Right? The Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Eruvin, right, has a discussion about telephone wires, whether you can use them for an Eruv. Well, talk about the telephone on Shabbos. Like he's used, it's kind of, it's interesting that the Mishnah Brura, the way Benny Brown says it, it's like it's a halachic digest. He quotes Makoros. The job of the Mishnah Brura is to quote Magen Avraham, El Yerabah, Chaya Adam, or the classical Sfarim. By the way, the Sefer Chofetz Chaim on Lashon Hara is the same thing. His mahalach is to give you all the shittos. It's like the digest. That's his mahalach. Again, that doesn't mean he doesn't weigh in and tell you how he paskins, but his job is to quote all the svarim. Oh, another yisod, by the way, a difference between cooking non-food items and cooking food items, or cooking solids and cooking liquids, and this we'll talk about at length, is the sort of ein bishul achar bishul. Right? Ein bishul achar bishul means that there's no bishul on my cooked chicken, but whether or not we say ein bishul achar bishul by a liquid is a yuv machlekes rishonim. Whether we say ein bishul achar bishul by a davar lach. Do I say ein bishul achar bishul by metal? Right? Now, every piece of metal was inevitably cooked once, right? That's how you shape it. You put it in a furnace, you cook it. So how could you ever be chayiv for metal, for cooking metal? How's it possible? Right? Ein bishul achar bishul. It went from hard to soft, soft to hard already one time. The teretz is, right, and the Chazon Ish writes this, that here, it's, you see, I have a paragraph that begins, V'yesh la'ayin. So in the middle of that paragraph, even, afilo das haposkin, z'la'achar shenisbacho kamacho ben drusay, ein bo mishum bishul, hacha ein lanu shir, etc. Hamachayim es ha'barzel, here it's like 5 lines up before the end of that paragraph, V'yesh. Hamachamim es habarzel ein nafkusa bein nipschamim kvar bizman min hazmanim olo. When I heat metal, it doesn't matter if it was heated once before or not. Zilo damilo ochel. Dafil nitztanein pu'ulas harikoch nisharbo. Umehe tamis filo iloposkim debalach yish bishalach harbishal. When it comes to food, ein bishalach harbishal, because the pu'ula of bishal is nisharbo, the chasnish says. The cooking remains. By a liquid, we assume, or many assume, yesh bishalach harbishal, because the pu'ula of bishal is no longer nicker. V'afilu l'haposken digan balach ein bishalach harbishal, hacha b'mateches modim, disfilu hani posken demayim mevushalim gankim chalukim imayim chamim. Ava hacha b'mateches hi shava le'teva harishon l'gamre. Says the Chazon Ish, that when it comes to cooking water, those who assume that ain bishalach habishal by mayim, that's because the water somehow mamish changed. It changed in a way that it's no longer going to be exactly the same. Boiled water will never be exactly the same as fresh spring water. That's what he says. But everybody would say that yesh bishalach habishal by mateches, because the original bishul is gone. Min ha'amur. This is the paragraph I want to show you. Min ha'amur. You have it on the sheer group chats? Min ha'amur. From what we said, nomad. Dehamadlik ner ha'chashmal b'shabbis. Yesh bo mishum mechamem es ha'barzel. She yesh bo mishum mevashel. Ela dehav ha'psikresha delo nichalei. Mikol makom it's aser. The efshar da hachimum sorech bo lahavaras hazerem v'choshev nichalei umihu koze emixas hachut magia liyad salades. Okay, who wants to explain this line to me or this paragraph? This is the less far famous part of the Chazon Ish. Yeah. Do you buy Sarah also or Sarah? Huh?
I usually go by Sarah.
Sarah, okay, so it's two Sarahs.
Yeah.
Got it. And the Chavrusa is very confusing. Okay, weiter, yes. If it reaches Yad Soledes, I'm chayiv mishum bishul on the metal, even though it's not melting, right? I'm chayiv. But let's just read it a little more. He says, even though one could argue that's a psikresha de lo nichole, one could argue that you're not happy that the wire gets hot. By the way, before, you still see this with your laptops, no? They get hot, right? Electronic devices used to get hotter than they do now. It might be lo nichole, you might not want it to get hotter, but, says the Chazon Ish, it could be that it is nichole because it's necessary for it to get hot in order for the electrons to go through it. But, he writes, that the only time it's going to be a problem is when it gets to Yad Soledes. The Chazon Ish elsewhere explains that the reason why he thinks it's a problem is because this is called Chatzi Shir's Aser Min HaTorah. Even though cooking a non-food item is only when it goes from hard to soft, but once it's Yad Soledes, it is the beginning of cooking, and therefore, right, the wire does not get soft. Therefore, it's a chatzi shir of bishul. And the Chazon Ish in this line, he has this twice. It's in Simin Nun Os Tes and in Simin Lamed Zayin Simin. I wrote down somewhere. It's also in Simin. It's in Simin Nunos Tess, and it's also in Simin Lamed Zayin somewhere. I have to find the exact Maramakam. The Chazanish is arguing that's a Chatzi Shir of cooking when it gets to Yad Zolades. So cooking a non-food item, remember, the Prima Godim says that by a non-food item, once the state changes, even if it's not Yad Zolades, the Chazanish says, even if the state did not yet change, but once it gets to Yad Zolades, that is a Chatzi Shir of Bishul, and you're going to be Chayiv, right? Or not Chayiv. Chatzi Shir is Asr Min HaTorah. You violate an Isser D'Oraisa for heating a wire, even though it does not go from solid to pliable or to liquid, because once it's Yad Zolades, it's Chatzi Shir. Tamar?
I just don't see where the Chatzi Shir idea is brought up.
So miksas min chut means some of the wire gets it. The chati shir comes up. I think that's why I referenced the other chazanish where he says beferish that it is a din of chati shir.
That just seems like mixing and matching for things that I said.
What do you mean by mixing and matching?
I see she was brought up in terms of volume, not temperature.
Yes.
Like, do we think that half of Yad's Machal Bender side official?
I mean, well, Machal Ben Yisrael by a solid is the definition of Bishul, but half of Machal Ben Yisrael is not Bishul, right?
Or say that's Chatzi Shir Bishul.
I don't know. This is my daughter. So is that Chatzi Shir Bishul if it's half of Machal Ben Yisrael? No, obviously not. So what you're asking is one of Reb Shlomo Zalman's tainas on the Chazon Ish. Okay, Reb Shlomo Zalman, when he was 18 years old, his mother needed hearing aids. And he decided to look into the sugya of electricity. So he writes a bunch of letters to the Gadol HaDor, to the Chazon Ish, and he's arguing back and forth with the Chazon Ish about electricity. In later years, he's like, you know, I was a kid, I'm arguing with the Gadol HaDor. It's like a little scary. But Reb Shlomo Zalman published the correspondence in his tshuvas at Simin Yud Aleph in the Mincha Shlomo. He writes like this here. It's note two, the beginning of note two. I know it's a little bit hard to make out, but I think you can. B'michtav shekasavti elav. The letter that I wrote to the Chazon Ish, he rosi derech agav, gam al davar she'enu nogea kol kach ladlakas chashmal. Kosa b'Chazon Ish and Hilchos Shabbos Simin Nun, that according to the Ra'avad, that when you heat metal, there's mevashel, so it's always usher to heat metal, and if it becomes yad zoledes, there's mevashel. Af al gav le'inyan chiyuv, it has to be cooked to macho ben drusoy. Mikol makom isure ikka kol shenase yad zoledes. Ve'efshar the Asr Min HaTorah ke'en Chatzi Shir. Right? He's calling the Chazon Ish, that's Asr like a Chatzi Shir. And he has this again in Simin Lamed Zayin's If Yud Aleph, that the Chazon Ish writes that you should not put a blech on a fire on Shabbos. Right? Let's say I realize that my blech isn't on the fire. Chazon Ish writes, don't put the blech down because you're going to be making the metal Yad Zoledes, and that's going to be like a Chatzi Shir of Bishul of a non-food, etc. So Reb Shlomo Zalman says, I wrote to the Chazon Ish as a little boy. I wrote to the Chazon Ish that I'm really not so into this. Hey, Irosi Alzeh, Telefi Ani Estaiti Nira, the commercial Indian Bishul Balach, Koshu Pachos Mi Yad Zoledes Lav Klomhu, Kach Gam Biyavesh, Pachos v'macho ben drusai lo asa elam b'drabanan gezeira that you might forget it. It's not called a chatzis shir at all. Who adinami matechas? Skip the parentheses. Who adinami matechas? Pachos mi gacheles nirlofianis daiti. Dahareza dome lemaver pachos mi dalan amos brishus harabim delav klum hu. Zakrim shalom zalman. I think this is exactly your point, Tamar. He says, one second. If I cook something to less than Yad Soledes, are you going to tell me that's a chatzi shir of Bishul? If I cooked something to less than, right, I cook a liquid to yes and less, to less than Yad Soledes, I cook a salad to less than Macho Ben Drusai, are you going to tell me that that's a chatzi shir? That's to put one of my favorite words, one of my favorite movies. Inconceivable, right? It can't happen. It's, hey, it's not shayach. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says, it's like if I carry less than 4 amos in Rosh HaSarabim, right? There is a difference between a chatzi shir and a chatzi melacha. This is the standard nosach of saying it. Chatzi shir means, like, I carry, if the shir of carrying is a grogeres, is the size of a fig. So I carry less than the size of a fig, that's a chatzi shir. I do a full ma'isa melacha. Akira, Hanacha, Dalet Amos between them. I do, right? That's the full malacha of carrying. You pick it up, you put it down, and go 4 amos between. Great. But if I go only 2 amos, that's not a malacha of carrying at all. The malacha is 4 amos in Rosh HaSarabim. 2 amos is a chatzi malacha. It's not a chatzi shir. So Reb Shlomo Zalman, as an 18-year-old kid, is arguing on the Gadol Hadar and is saying, no, it can't be that this is, right? It can't be that you are in violation of an Isser de Oraisa for using electricity because the wire gets hot. Right? It can't be because the definition of the Malacha is softening it. Right? Even if it's Yad Soledes, Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying, it's not shayach that that's a chatzi shir. It's like heating water to pachos mi Yad Soledes. If I heat a metal to Yad Soledes, it didn't get softer. So that's not the malacha of, that's not a chatzi shir at all. Right? Ki im hayinu omrim, right? 4 lines on the bottom. If we would say that Yad Soledes is a chatzi shir and it's aser min ha-Taira, so it should be aser to put a pot back on the fire on Shabbos. Hachazara. We're going to have all these rules about like taking a pot, right? And it's odom b'yodom and daito l'hachzen, you put it back on and it's, right? Garf v'katum geshmak, it's mutter, right? Once it, why is it mutter? I'm taking metal. The metal's going to come Yad Soledes. Chatzi shir, aser min ha-Taira, cooking metal. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, that's not shayach, that's inconceivable. Right? It's inconceivable. But this is Rav Shlomo Zalman saying, Sarah, yeah.
So, also, since when do people care about Yad Soledes?
Right, so the Prima Godin would say this whole conversation doesn't begin. Correct, but the Chazanish is assuming everything is all connected, and then he says it's a, okay, and then he says, okay, so it has to go that from solid to liquid, or has to change state to be chayav by a non-food item. But once it's Yad Soledes, that's a chatzi shir. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, that's not even a chatzi shir. Right? Most assume that this line in the Chazanish about how metal gets hot to Yad Soledes, and therefore it's like an Isser Bishul when you use electronics on Shabbos. And especially part of the Chazanish, she says that the electrons only flow when it's hot. Right? That's like really hard to understand. Any of you physics majors?
It's the internet on Shabbos. And there are these like humongous like circuits that are running in Texas that Google has, and like there's humongous fans everything like blowing up. Like the internet is somewhere else, your like browsing problems a lot.
So what are you arguing?
That it's possible that let's say you browse the internet on Shabbos will cause somewhere else more like maybe a gas let it go amount of heat to be
It's possible, but I'll tell you
The
one thing.
Chazanish didn't
It
internet existed.
but the Chazanish did not use the internet, but if even if it gets the Yad Soledis, which Shlomo Zalman is saying, the melacha of Bishul Ba'anan food item is only when it goes from hard to soft. End of conversation. It's not a chatzi shiur if it doesn't. End of conversation.
What if it's a, what if it is a shear?
It's what shiur? Does it go from hard to soft? Like that would be a nuclear meltdown.
Right, so what's the like the you're saying because the boiling point of metal is hotter than Yad Soledad,
Right,
gotcha.
correct. Okay, Chevra, this is the first year about cooking non-food items. Mitzvah Shem. On Thursday, we'll talk about cooking food. Solid, liquid. Bishul HaBishul. Rabbi Berger says he says she around 4 o'clock. So, any questions, comments, or observations? Hey.
Sounds like it. Before.